Pandemic, The Extinction Files, Book 1, written by A.G. Riddle and read by Eduardo Ballerini.
Prologue. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter had been searching the Arctic Ocean for 3 months, though none of the crew knew exactly what they were searching for. At their last port, the icebreaker had taken on a team of 30 scientists and a dozen crates filled with some very strange instruments. The crew was told nothing about their guests or the mysterious equipment. Day after day, ice broke and crumbled at the Healy's bow, and the men and women aboard carried on with their duties, operating in radio silence as instructed. The secrecy and monotony of the crew's daily routine inspired an endless flow of rumors. They speculated while they took their meals and in their off hours, while playing chess, cards, and video games. Their best guess was that they were searching for a submarine or sunken military ship, likely of American or perhaps Russian origin, or perhaps a cargo vessel carrying dangerous material. A few of the crew believed they were searching for nuclear warheads, fired decades ago during the Cold War but aborted over the Arctic Ocean. At 4 a.m. Anchorage time, the phone on the wall by the captain's bunk buzzed. The man grabbed it without turning the light on.
Miller!
Stop the ship, Captain. We've found it. The mission's chief scientist, Dr. Hans Emmerich, hung up without another word. After calling the bridge and ordering a full stop, Captain Walter Miller dressed quickly and made his way to the ship's main research bay. Like the rest of the crew, he was curious about what it was. But most of all, he wanted to know if what lay beneath them was a threat to the 117 men and women serving aboard his ship. Miller nodded at the guards by the hatch and ducked inside. A dozen scientists were arguing by a bank of screens. He marched toward them, squinting at the images that showed the rocky seafloor bathed in a green hue. In the middle of several of the images lay a dark, oblong object.
Captain!
Dr. Emmerich's voice was like a clothesline, stopping Miller in his tracks. I'm afraid we're exceptionally busy at the moment. Emmerich stepped in front of the Coast Guard officer and tried to corral him away from the screens, but Miller stood his ground.
I came to see if we can provide any assistance, Miller said.
We're quite capable, Captain. Please maintain your current position and radio silence.
Miller motioned toward the screens.
So you've been looking for a sub?
Emmerich said nothing.
Is it American? Russian?
We believe it's a vessel of multinational sponsorship.
Miller squinted, wondering what that meant.
Now, Captain, you really must excuse me. We have a lot of work to do. We'll be launching the submersible soon.
Miller nodded.
Understood. Good luck, Doctor.
When the captain was gone, Emmerich instructed two of the younger researchers to stand by the door.
Nobody else gets in.
At his computer terminal, Emmerich sent an encrypted email. Have located wreck believed to be RSV Beagle. Commencing search. Coordinates and initial imagery attached. 30 minutes later, Dr. Emmerich and three other scientists sat in the submersible, making their way to the ocean floor.